One More Turn. Episode 1005, Confrontation.
This doesn't change anything to do with us, Carson.
How can you say that, Bella? Riley did with Caleb what you did with me. Follow, convince they are better together, and get away together.
First...
keep Riley's top 10 list-making out of this.
You're the one who reminded me how one word doesn't make a quote, Carson.
Not now, Reese.
First, Riley and Caleb were never in a romantic relationship before now.
I hear that qualification, romantic relationship. You didn't just say relationship, because we both know that isn't true.
Still in the room. And of course, not because relationship isn't a description that you can quote.
Still, not now, Reese.
Second, Riley knew damn well the feelings Caleb had for her. He tried to convince us, probably even himself, that those feelings eventually faded away. But I never felt that about you. Never said I did. Can you truthfully, now mind you, say the same? Now you're giving me a stare?
What's with you and all the qualifications now? Why did you have to say truthfully in asking me that? It ought to be implied that I would, because I'm your husband.
Ought? Okay, Shakespeare.
Okay, again with the one word.
Shut it, Reese! Wait, why am I the only one addressing her anymore?
The thought had crossed my mind as well, but it's preferable being yelled at.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Thank you, Leonard Nimoy.
No, thank you, Oscar Wilde.
Bella was making a gaming reference.
Oh, is that why Bella puts up with your British behavior? Because you're both gamers?
You're actually confronting Carson with your reservations about him? Then why did you bother complaining about him to me if...
You want to talk about behavior? Let's talk about Miles.
This is what you're focusing on? This is what he's focusing on?
I am.
It's like my opinion doesn't even matter.
Carson may be onto something with that. You don't need to hear about this. Or want. Keep that stare to yourself.
You don't want to talk about it because you know you're in the wrong. Don't care. Both.
Fine. Here we go. He has a cold, Carson. First with the red, watery eyes. The sneezing.
Starting to clear his congestion. Yes, yes. But this has been going on for weeks now.
He's getting better though, right?
That you have to ask tells me you don't know what's going on with him. You should.
That you keep talking to me about a symptom consistent with his other symptoms tells me that you think you know how to help him. You don't.
You're so wrapped up in Avery finalizing her child's adoption tells me you're more invested in their well-being than ours, Bella, even though Hudson's on board with it.
I'm not discussing that matter because of attorney-client privilege.
That's rich. You broke privilege again when you blabbed to Carson about Hudson's status.
Carson, you're the one taking time off work. Work you could easily be doing remotely to look after our furball when we lined up a perfectly good sitter.
Furball's not his name. It's not even his nickname.
This argument is pointless.
Pointless? You're keeping score? Figures. We're both gamers, but you only play to win, at any cost. Maybe you'd like to throw yourself back at Hudson, as he always has a point.
The irony. So about them Blue Jays.
Get out, Reese.
Better yet, Carson, you.
What I've been saying and doing since you and I got married, Bella, is different than before. That's because you're different than before and I've had to adapt. You don't have time for me, for Miles, either of us, full stop. Find time to think about that. Goodbye, Reese.
Should I ask about the maple leaves instead? Alright, that stare I get.
Carson thinks I don't know he's still been talking to Nora about our relationship, even after we told her we were done. She probably figured out it was my idea to stop them.
Bella,
Is the way Carson just behaved towards me consistent with what you just called him on?
Yes, it was as I expected.
Then clearly it's not a secret. If we're going to be judged, and yes, this includes me, I might as well try to direct the narrative where people get a better picture of our...
It's like I've already been saying. If I had a partner, a spouse, no less, that was carrying on like Carson's been carrying on, I'd be looking to put that person in my rear view. If you catch my meaning.
Like a cold. Yes, I said that intentionally. Your eyes can go back inside your head.
Is that from...
Carson's phone. He set it down after talking with Riley.
Why on God's green earth would he text Carson anything? Let alone that.
Avert your eyes. That message wasn't meant for you. And leave our Lord out of this.
Since when did you find religion? Regardless, you can shove your indignation where the sun doesn't shine, because that message wasn't meant for you either.
Neither of us can unsee this message, unlearn its truth.
Which is what, exactly?
If you seek the truth as those in your profession claim to...
I'm not the one who's made that claim today.
But you're not denying it.
I'd ask if you had a point, but you don't have Hudson anymore. Still? Again?
Jacob should have sent this to Avery directly, not through Carson. Why him, even?
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Bella, voiced by Annalee Cartamandua Barney. Carson, voiced by Scott Alfashard Dirk. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Am I supposed to be impressed by you telling me all the things about all the people I know or have known in my life?
You're supposed to be realizing just how public a spectacle I can make of your life if you don't follow through on signing the child over to me to adopt.